John McArdle's online from Victoria. Morning to you, John.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm very well, mate. Just before we talk about tomorrow, this time yesterday we were talking about two-year-olds. And Dominic Byrne, leading form analyst, legendary in that game, produced a horse called Doubt I'm Dreaming in that discussion about the promising types of the future. And you trained that horse. I reckon off his comments, mate, you'd be even excited if you heard them.
I didn't, but I do know Dominic's view of the horse. So, he's an exciting colt. Obviously, what he did first up, breaking the two-year-old record and beating a good field at Moonee Valley, showed what sort of a horse he is. And then he'd probably just had enough when he ran to another good horse of Leon and Troy Corston. So he's back in work now, and he looks a nice colt in the making.
You look like, if you feel that he makes that progression, that he could be a Caulfield Guineas horse?
Very much so. He's out of a half-sister to Sir John Hawkwood, so he does have some stoutness in his pedigree, and he's quite a big horse. So, he looks that type of horse.
All right, well, let's hope he's got that bright future. Pakaya Prince, has he arrived up in Sydney?
I actually brought him up myself.
Okay, so you're up here, righto, beautiful.
Yep. Just left Gerald Ryan's stable then, and the horse has travelled up really well. And if you could just organise, a foot or two of rain for me in the next... next 24 hours, that'd be great.
Well, the forecast is for a few showers tomorrow afternoon, so I wouldn't be ruling it out, John.
As much as humanly possible. he's a horse who loves the rain-affected ground, and he's probably not ran against this grade of horse for probably a long time.
Yep.
But if the track was a real heavy track, then that would certainly bring him in this calculations. He'll jump and roll forward, and he's a horse that we've got a good opinion of on wet ground.
Brenton Abdullah, I mean, this is a great opportunity. I mean, he's leading the Sydney Jockey Premiership. How did you end up getting Brenton for the horse? You must have gone early.
We did go early, yeah. There's no dramas about that. We went very early. I rang Mark Van Trite. Obviously, I know Brenton pretty well from his days with Johnny Maloney before he came up to Sydney, and I just rang Mark and seen if he was available, and he was, so we're more than happy to book him.
If the track is a heavy eight right now, and who knows what the weather will bring tomorrow, but is he a horse that you prefer to ride up on the pace, or do you prefer to see him off
it? Very much so. He's always been an on-speed horse, being an on-pacer. He's a free-running horse. He doesn't really have a turn of foot. He just jumps and rolls along and keeps going at a fairly high cruising speed. So he'll jump, roll forward. I'd be surprised if he didn't lead. He leads most of his races. If he didn't lead, they'd be going fairly quickly.
Yep.
And then, we'd take it from there.
Yep, understand. You just like rain, as you've spelt out, that you look at his wet track form, he's had three goes on heavy for a couple of wins, and his soft track form, if it improves before the showers tomorrow, then you can cover ground, but you'd like it to rain.
Yeah, very much so. He's a genuine heavy tracker.
Yep.
Horse is in pretty good nick. He's went at Warrnambool, was very good on his suitable rain-affected ground. Last start, he blew the start.
Yep.
And that sort of put pay to him. And the start before at Ballarat, the track was just too dry.
Yep, okay.
So we sort of want rain for him to be right in the calculation.
Right in the race, right.
We can't get any rain in Melbourne, so we thought we'd come up here and give it a try.
Why not and see? Well, as I say, a few showers forecast tomorrow, and right now we're in a heavy eight. Good luck tomorrow, John, with Pakaya Prince in the last. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
No worries at all, Andrew.